Hello, everyone. I'm Wolf the DM. This is Genius Heroes. Today, we got something special for you. This is a Valentine's Day special. I'll explain here more in a minute. With me today is...
I'm Uzu.
I'm Ian, playing Gish, the Half-Orc Paladin.
I am Steve Crawford, a.k.a. Crazy Steve. I'm a gunslinger. Bring it on!
And I'm Jimbo, the Wanderer.
And I'm James, and I play Dash Hullabaloo, the Elven Rogue, with the dance. Cacao. And right, with me right here is my pet mouse, Kif. Say hello, Kif.
Okay, in this D&D special, it's a Valentine's Day, and we are doing an Old West theme. No clue what it has to do with Valentine's Day. Maybe these jokers will decide. Just so that way everyone knows, whether they have a horse in their inventory technically or not, they are all able to ride horses, unless for some oddball reason they're deathly afraid of horses, or a horse killed their family. I don't know. For story reasons, people do weird things. So,
what? Seabiscuit.
They maybe watched Secretariat one too many times. I don't know. No, that hasn't happened yet, chronically.
He was the gunman over the grassy knoll.
Oh, God.
Okay, none of those things has happened in this world yet, because we are back in time. It's before the Civil War, it's technically during. It's really hard to tell because we're on a whole different timeline because this is D&D after all. So you guys find yourselves, each of you, whether you're together or not is up to you. You are outside Tombstone, Arizona. This small mining town is 6 streets by 4 streets wide. It's pretty big for a mining town. Like, it's a successful town. As you guys enter, presumably you are, you either have a horse that you're riding in on, or somehow you've done a stupid, and you got your horse killed, and so you're walking into town on the walk of shame.
I had to eat something on the way in.
We should
and roll, I thought it smelled bad on the outside.
We should roll for who gets a horse killed.
Well, I am down for that.
Everyone, roll a d20, see whose horse dies.
All right, what's the check? What's the check?
I'm not telling you this time.
Oh, God, okay.
Okay, rolled in on a stagecoach, fair enough.
I got a 19.
I rolled a 13.
19.
I was the shotgun messenger, incidentally.
I'm on a horse.
You better roll that d20, boy.
Yeah, roll that d20.
You gotta make sure your horse isn't dead.
You know what? I like
dirt. In the game of life, you can only checkmate a ball so far into the end zone for that hoop.
The Wilmer got a 19. What'd you get, Axeman?
I got a 13.
Your horse died.
No.
Let's say it went tauntaun style. I needed to camp out in the wilderness.
I got a 16. Yes! What does that get me?
Your horse survived, but it's ragged.
It's ragged.
This is why I call it Mind the Boy Blender, so it's gone. And it eats rats. So that's my horse. It's a dumbass.
So,
your horse barely survived Mad Max. It's like the one horse left.
Yeah. Even though there's plenty of horses around, it's now seeing it its own kind. It's just skin and bones, and people are like, how are you riding that thing?
Mel Gibson's insanity killed his family.
I kidnapped him.
So,
glorious day.
I made it myself. So now it's mine.
Hold on one second.
Out of trade,
kidnapping a horse, you have a wanted poster.
Oh no!
Ten gold pieces.
I'm already unwanted. I'm a criminal, so that's already happened. So it's whatever to me.
Okay. It's 10 gold pieces for that of the horse, depending on anything else. Anyways.
But the picture looks nothing like him.
So
they got his nose all wrong.
Hold on, 1 second.
Does my nose really look like that?
No, they got all of his features exactly right.
Including the warts that look like triangles. Interesting.
Matt, how did you stroll into town?
Considering a 16 is a almost dying horse, my horse rode into a volcano. I got a 2.
Oh, no!
No, it gets better than that. You were riding, and you thought it was just a plain scape. You walked the horse into the Grand Canyon.
He was tired. What do you want?
You're nowhere near the Grand Canyon now. Somehow, though, you found it.
It was the biggest mirage ever. Here, you stand in this puddle for a second. Whoops.
So, Matt, as your character comes into town, someone comes running up to you.
Why, hello there.
He has a high collar. He is. Oh God!
Yes, I've seen you got into collared.
He's got a white. He's a reverend. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. And he comes up running up to you with a Bible in hand, with it above his head, yelling, "Sinner!" What's your armor class?
Oh no.
18.
Oh God.
Roll for judgment.
Wow.
Oh, no.
It was a 19.
No. Oh God.
I was joking.
you take 1d4 Bible damage to the face.
Bible damage.
Bible damage. Oh no. The Bible.
It's similar to bludgeoning, but it leaves like a holy glow on the side of the face.
You just have a cross that's just been branded on your cheek.
Hold on.
This is what they taught me in cleric camp, how to get beat up by Bibles.
Oh, that makes it even worse. They're just...
So no, they're...
There is no Bible attached to Symphony of the Night.
There is no cross branded on your forehead. They just hit you with the Bible and then run off.
And you're supposed to be the sinner, huh?
Yes, the cleric of the party. The absolute sinner.
Well, one cleric is always another cleric sinner, I guess.
So, does anyone else use magic, by the way?
Yeah, I have a paladin with probably spells.
So, you've heard this guy from a mile away. You see him now running up to you, brandishing a Bible. Screaming sinner as well. What's your armor class?
16.
Wow, this guy should be a player NPC.
Oh no.
Let him know the 19. Team.
What is
with you guys?
Somebody
throw a
Let's convert him.
I'm gonna reach out and grab him by the collar and try and hoist him up against a nearby wall.
So as he smacks you with the Bible, roll me a grapple check, strength.
Grapple check. Is it straight strength or is there a grapple skill? I'm looking here.
I would say it's straight strength.
Just straight strength. Okay, I can do that. And here we go.
X-Men, what are you doing?
Come on. 16.
You beat his 2. Easy. He is now up against the wall.
Kinky!
Stop it. This is not about that.
Our new catchphrase.
And so I'm just gonna heave him up so his toes barely touch, and I'm gonna say, "Friend, it ain't rightly neighborly to bully another feller over a difference in belief." Can you explain it?
He just screams sinner in your face.
Okay. I'm gonna take my fist and just try to cold cock him. Put him down for a nap.
See, you're sinner because you're a choice of words. Now,
go. Roll me a d20 and just tell me what you get.
Okay. 1 second. I have a plain old dice roller thing on here somewhere. Come on. Is this it? No. Ah, shoot. Can somebody lend me a hand? I don't have a... I don't see it.
What you need?
Well, it's 20.
I just need a quick die 20 roll.
I rolled it. It's a 20. Yeah, he's unconscious.
Cool. Now I can go back to my drink.
Finish him!
Everyone in town just kind of gasps at this, and you just kind of mosey on away. You guys all eventually find yourselves on the corner of Fremont and 6th Street. So you guys are on 6th Street, Fremont and 6th Street. There is a saloon here. I'm guessing you guys are probably, after your long trip, going to want drink, bath, and potentially girls.
You had me on drink. You had me on drink.
Yes and yes.
How about all at once?
Potentially.
I prefer drink, bath, and bed.
Well, they have beds there too, but for various reasons.
Beyond the name of the rated girl.
Roll me a knowledge check.
Me?
Yes. We'll call this intelligence.
Let me know I'm good at that, except for my 17 plus whatever I'm allowed to add.
Intelligence.
Okay. It's an 18. I think smart Argo.
There is, by chance, a girl named Beyond in there. Who knew?
Oh, these bundle deals. I'm going for the wholesale. Emphasis on home.
As you guys walk in, you are all kind of pushed aside because this guy gets thrown out by this woman. She, how to describe her? She's human. She's wearing classic Victorian wear, not, it doesn't show off her assets so much to say. This is classic Victorian wear. She's clearly high up in the chain for this establishment. And she single-handedly throws a guy who's like a minor, about probably has about 100 pounds on her with ease.
My guy looks out the door where the guy gets thrown, and he looks at her and he says, "Impressive."
Just at that moment, the guy reaches for his pistol, and you guys just hear a bang. And then you see that she's holding a derringer, and this guy is now bleeding from the head.
And she cut the bullet in half!
I'm just gonna nod. I've got a shot glass in my hand, right? So I'm just gonna nod and say, "Good evening, ma'am."
She nods back at you and turns back around and enters.
I believe I found the next thing I need to pill.
Did that guy die?
Yeah, he's dead.
I'm gonna just go outside and loot his body.
I loot the corpse. Stealthily. I loot the corpe stealthily.
My guy just who cares about stealth? You just loot it together.
Roll me a d20.
I use...
Yes, sir.
I don't have sleight of hand proficiency. I'm using sleight of hand. It's...
18.
15 plus 4. 19. Okay, there we go.
You both hear a shout. Boys, what you think you're doing?
I want money.
Sir, I do believe that this man is dead.
Indeed.
Go get help. You should probably go get help. See if I can resurrect
him. You guys standing from the opposite direction of where you guys come. It's this guy's about 35. He's fairly old for the time, quote unquote, but he still looks pretty young. He doesn't have any gray hairs or anything. He's got a pretty nicely clean kept beard. He's wearing a brown hat, and he's standing there, and he's got one hand pulled back his duster on his left side, revealing handcuffs. The other one pulled back on his revolver, and he's wearing a sheriff's star.
Officer, you should try to find the engines who shot this poor individual. I'll stay here and make sure no one else comes to the corpse.
I shall help him. You know, brothers help brothers.
Indeed. Don't let the nature of his hair fool you. His soul is as pure as cotton candy, or as the maidens of the fairest lands. So agrees my pet mouse, Kif. He wouldn't lie to you, right, Kif? Indeed.
The sheriff is eyeing both of you, and he goes, "One, I saw the whole thing. Two, I ain't messing with Madam Rachel, but I ain't gonna let anybody rob old Joe just because they think they can.
Apparently I don't think I can anymore. You look like you got the steely eyes of a shooter and the steely hand of a slayer. You got that sting and that slash, and I'm not gonna go back where I came from. So I'm just gonna back away slowly.
I'm going Rachel to for her follow him and slowly back right into the pub.
Come, Gingerbread."
As you guys enter the pub, he then turns to the paladin and goes, "Well, we have a conundrum.
How can it be
you
a service, sir?
Knocked out Reverend Bill."
Oh no.
Yes, sir.
"I know Bill goes around smacking people who don't follow the Christian faith with the Bible, but that's no excuse to be knocking him out."
"I reckon he was a disruption in town, sir."
"And may I throw this little tidbit in there? If he truly was a man of God, wouldn't the good Lord have protected him? I rest my case." Wait. Case dismissed.
"No, I'm pretty sure God's hurt worse than people."
His head snaps towards you, and you see his hand go to his gun.
I quickly pull him back.
"Right, going inside. Where are those drinks?" "Hey, look at the flask I haven't drinking yet. Let's go to that." I go the hell inside to live.
I follow him and grab drinks with him.
"Well, since he hit you, I'm willing to waive it, is that I'm going to make him pay 2 silvers and you pay 2 silvers. Sound fair?"
"I reckon so, sir. I can live with it."
His demeanor relaxes, and he puts his duster back over his gun and his that, and he comes to collect the 2 silver.
Okay, I have. What do I have? I have 71 silver. Easy money.
He collects it, tips his hat at you, and leaves. So as you guys enter, it's very strange of this place. There's only the only people who are in there are the girls and the bartender. This is a mining town, so this is extremely unusual, and it's about 6 p.m.
I go to the bartender. Is Beyond in today, and is she available?
I'm going to go to the bartender and ask, where is everyone else at?
Bartender Willie turns to Zach Bremigan, and goes...
Dash hallabaloo, good sir.
He goes, Oi, she's in, but, none of the girls are seeing anyone today.
Might I try to seducify her whim?
You hear a click of a derringer behind you.
Of course a woman is allowed her free choice. How the drinks tasting these days? What's your cheapest one?
The bartender kind of looks around, and you hear the hammer click back, but not fire, and get put away. And he goes, well, we have a lot more on tap than most places, and why does my accent keep changing? I have no clue.
Grigori, don't take me your ginger flaskin. Sorry, I slip into weird voices occasionally.
He's so confused, he switched his accent.
A condition I came back when I had to cut up in my poor horse, Frisky, on the way here. It got cold during the nights.
Anyways, I was starving. He goes, well, we have everything from Devil's Brew to... a light ale from the elves. Whatever you want, we pretty much have.
Give me a twin angel. Make it a volume 2. That was a good one.
He turns around and starts mixing a drink, and then he turns to your character. While he's doing that, Wilmer, he goes, Madame Rachel's son, the woman that you probably saw brutalize a man because he tried to get fresh with a girl. Son has disappeared. And until he's found, they are not servicing anyone.
Is he a minor?
No, he's an Arizona Ranger.
Where was he last seen?
But is he a minor? It might put him at risk, especially with that preacher outside.
That preacher ain't a risk to nobody at the moment, sir.
Oh, Reverend Bill? Reverend Bill's pretty much harmless.
Unless you're a minor. Not a minor, but a minor.
Stop. Stop right there.
You mean the guy that was faced around?
I think I would know, sir, if he had done any of that. He's never even come in here a day in his life. Word is, he's a eunuch.
Poor so, someone knows one of those guys who had no balls, huh?
Supposedly he was a choir boy and his parents removed him.
So he has every intention to get them back somehow. We must find this poor boy and bring him into safety. After I finish my drink.
Considering he's 50 years old, I don't think he's poor. Or boy.
We must find this moderately wealthy man so that we may enjoy this town to its fullest and that he may enjoy his life to its remainder. however many days that may be.
Anyways, you guys hear heels walk up behind you.
Turns around. And
you were face to face with...
Too busy posing.
When you turn around, you are face to face with the woman who just shot the guy. Madame Rachel.
You know where he is or not?
He was an after an outlaw. She's literally just, her eyes are like steel. And she's staring right into yours.
You got the wanted poster or not?
She seems to produce it from the ruffles of her dress. And she hands it to you. His name's Texas Red.
What'd he do?
See, you're not the only dude around here.
What'd he do?
What hasn't he done?
Where was he last seen? Where'd your son go?
He was last seen outside of Tombstone. That's why they sent an Arizona Ranger, who happened to be stationed here. My son.
Well, looks like I know where I'm going. I turn to the weirdo next to me and look at him and like, you want to come with?
For the sake of going beyond, I shall.
All right.
Was this son of yours a man of honor, prone to meeting men in single combat places, public places?
He was a Texas Ranger, or he was an Arizona Ranger. He would take any advantage he could get to bring in the law, the lawbreakers alive.
I see.
Admirable.
Sounds like an interesting fella.
Sounds like a smart operator.
Sounds like he was trained well outside.
Sounds like he was hit by a smooth criminal. Did he
report to?
He mostly reported to the sheriff here in town.
Funny thing. We just happened to see that particular gentleman.
Hmm. Well.
It's the sheriff that motivates you. And your bladder.
Sheriff John, he is always popping up where you least expect him.
Just like the law to do that kind of stuff. Fucking other people.
Good at what he does, but he does so in a bad way. And it's real ugly if you get on that side.
You hear the Derringer click again.
I did say I like it. I like the way he cuts the gusto, but not me. And we shall find his partner. Post haste.
Well, if you're looking for him.
Oh. Remind us, if you would, ma'am, of your son's name.
My son's name is Elijah.
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 That's a mighty good name.
For the sake of the sheriff. And for the sake of the...
Will there be a reward for bringing him back safely?
Oh my God, here he goes.
Well, if you could capture Texas Red, that'd be a pretty big reward for that. As you can see, there's 2,000 gold pieces on his head.
All right, this is where I leave the pub and head off to my horse.
That's why I leave and head off to his horse. Hopefully he can saddle too.
Yes, I can indeed.
I'm gonna go to my horse and get on and start riding.
So let's get going.
I'm just gonna poke around town for a minute and see if I can have another encounter with Sheriff Sean.
Okay. Here guys, we're gonna take a little break
Don't pick the pockets! Dash yells out as he rides away.